Hello and welcome to Lynx, the mini podcast about coping and hoping in the age of coronavirus. My name is Anne Sloan. Today we are linking to Melissa Wilk-Larstana, a caretaker, community organizer, advocate, and creative artist from New Jersey, who is empowered by the strong women role models in her life. Here now is Melissa.
I am a time traveler. Well, not in the conventional sense, but I have lived my life with the strong presence of my ancestors and where I came from. The lessons I learned at their knees, the way I was raised, all have shaped who I am. My great-grandparents were farmers in Connecticut, and my grandmother has been and continues to be one of the greatest influences in my life. Despite having lost her 51 years ago, she was born in the late 19th century. She lived through wars and the 1918 flu pandemic when she was pregnant with her first child. Like living through COVID-19, I feel it changes a person. It makes them stronger, or it breaks them. It makes them appreciate every moment, makes them resourceful, teaches them to be conservative with their blessings and appreciate the value of their gifts. It also teaches us survival skills and the strength that comes from grief and suffering. Though I was only 9 when she passed, she left me with a lifetime of skills and knowledge, like how to bake and cook with minimal ingredients to feed your family, how to garden and identify plants and wildlife, what plants are healing, and how to predict the weather through signs in nature, making soap and candles. She created a garden of beauty as well as a victory garden and canned her own vegetables and fruits to make it through long winters. And she sewed. She was also a master tatted lace maker and crocheter, skills I never mastered, but always appreciated and treasured. She made a beautiful home, a place of safety and abundance. Living through the Depression, she survived and fed her 4 children and took care of the extended family. She supported the war effort by wrapping bandages in the linen mills, and her quiet own way showed a strength that by today's standards would not be called feminism, but she had an independent spirit that carried on to her 3 daughters and to me. So all the lessons I learned from her and the inspiration I have found in her, I have used every day, and they have come in handy during these difficult times. I am living through some of the same challenges in the 21st century world, one with indoor plumbing and electricity and real toilet paper instead of this year's catalog in the outhouse. But I am using her lessons to take care of my family, to make sure we survive. I have a victory garden, learning how to can foods, sewing masks, and working for the war effort. Because we are in a war and a pandemic, one of health and one for the sanctity of the country that my great-grandparents came to better themselves and the lives of their children. And like my grandmother Helen, I will not give up. And if I ever waver, I look outside the window at the plants I have grown from cuttings of the ones she planted with her own hands, and I know she is with me. Before COVID, I had opened a brick-and-mortar store called Vintage Arts and Crafts that sold and honored all the things that my grandmother valued and created. I repurposed beautiful linens made by women like my grandmother. I sold canned jams and vegetables and soap and honey and other treasures. Someday I hope to reopen my store when it's safe again. But until then, I will continue to carry on using the lessons I learned from my elders on survival and frugality. And I will keep my family safe and teach my children the value of kindness and the importance of fighting for the world we want to live in. And I will hopefully keep inspiring others the basic survival skills that we have forgotten or taken for granted with my actions and my store. Time is fluid. We all share the same human experiences of wanting peace and safety and health. When times get tough, I think of my grandmother and all she sacrificed to ensure her family would continue to thrive. Her strength, her kindness, and her love live on in me and are not subject to the boundaries of time. My name is Melissa, and I am a Lynx.
You can reach Melissa through her Facebook business page, Vintage Arts and Crafts, which repurposes and promotes the lost arts that will help us all get through the pandemic. That's Vintage Arts and Crafts at MW Larstana. Thank you so much for listening, and stay safe.